Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Announcements before we begin the Scared Billy Town Show. Our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello there, it's me, Pink Hood, along with Johnny. Tonight we have a must read books that have been released from the National Book Awards, which. That's sad that books are the only good thing coming out of 2020.
Yeah.
And the latter part of the broadcast, we're discussing how a new movie that relates to autism has a lack of representation of casting. And
like once again, we're talking about this.
Yep.
In a little bit.
And the backlash on Twitter that followed. But let's get on to it.
Let's get on with the show.
So we all know that 2020 has been kind of the most crappiest year. So
it's been a challenge, that's for sure.
Yeah. The must-read books and book award finalists have been announced, which relates to Interior Chinatown by Charles Wu is a winner. It's a science fiction universe book. And the list goes on, which this could be found on Box, which has The Death Arising, A Life of Malcolm X is another winner, which goes over The Undocumented America, which discusses the immigration policy in DACA, which is awesome that they're incorporating that. And they included autobiographies. They have a wide assortment of books that are listed. Awesome that this has come out, especially since we're now all at home and books are now a thing. Even more so. And reading's always great, and even listening to audiobooks. But now, thinking about it, that books are the one good thing coming out of 2020. How is that even? How could you even fathom that? Because everything is kind of taken over by the unknowns of COVID-19 or coronavirus, depending on what part of the world you're in. And having books be an outlet, or even entertainment, what is out there as entertainment, is really needed at this time when times are kind of uncertain at this point in time, since places are getting an upswing of cases due to winter weather and flu season, which is not the best. And as much as we hate discussing coronavirus, everything seems to revolve, life tends to evolve around at this moment.
It seems like life is evolving around COVID-19 right now.
Yeah. So if you could relate to have a good must-read book, definitely check out Vox. And it's called the National Book Awards Award Winner Finalist of 2020. Definitely want to read that. Check out these books because it could be something that could keep you entertained instead of having anxiety and stress due to this unknown at this time while the world's waiting on a vaccine, which the vaccine's right around the corner. So some normalcy will be coming back to it, just a matter of time, and more will be on that in future episodes to come.
Yeah, I'd say the return or will coming soon.
Yes.
Can't tell the exact date, but
it's not like a movie in a movie theater at this point in time. On another note, I definitely think that this criticism over this film, this backlash and criticism over Sia's new movie is definitely warranted.
Oh, definitely.
Because everyone...
Let's just dig in here.
Yes. She cast Maddie Ziegler as a character with autism, nonverbal autism, which means there's actors that could fit this role and have no problem this. So why limit yourself? And to who gets to appear on screen? And I feel that there's such a need for casting to be there. You don't have to hire someone on the autism spectrum. Other shows have done it and had no issues with casting.
Okay.
I see this as being a, there's a disconnect between the entertainment industry and this movie.
It always seems to be. Always seems to be that way.
Mm-hmm. And people are wanting to cancel this movie, which this is something that people have every right to cancel something, especially if they feel that this is unjust. Especially when this is about, you could hire any actor to portray this character, and using phrases that really could spark outrage when hiring a neurotypical actor leads to harsh criticism, which I hate to say it. She is doubling down on this. It's great that she's wanting to be a director and direct films and create art. There's one way she could do that, but be aware that this, she's dove into something with disabilities.
Yeah.
And there's a certain point where C is a great artist. He has great music.
Right.
But there's a certain point when there's so many actors out there that will die to have this role, would kill to have a role like this and an opportunity to be in a blockbuster film. Give them an opportunity. If you want a big name to take, to have them at to come into the seats, you cast a wider, you have a diverse casting of actors who are high profile. So you want the lead to be a high profile name. There's so many series that have done well with having casting of different ability actors, which is so inclusive. Hollywood seems to make strides and then they don't, which then they fall short.
Yeah.
What is your thoughts on this? Because this is, it's deserving of criticism.
We talk about this time and time again, but people aren't listening. Mm-hmm. No, Hollywood isn't listening. My bad.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many people who want to fight for people with disabilities and create art for people with disabilities. Maybe it's time that someone breaks through that mold and hire people that are out there. There are people out there acting that could fit these roles. Do you think it's going to be too much money to hire someone who's deserving of a role that they're right for? All because you wanted to fit a certain type to get butts into seats? At this moment in time, no butts are going to movie theaters. So it's either going to be going to Netflix or Apple Plus or any other streaming service.
Oh,
depending
there's
on
hundreds
when
of thousands of streaming services out there.
Yes. So,
probably not hundreds of thousands, but you know what I mean.
But enough of streaming services out there. So if butts aren't getting into seats, because I know movie theaters are open, what's the word? Are you really seriously going to have a lack of inclusion all because you want Maddie Ziegler, who's a great dancer and who's been in tons of sea of music videos? Great that you gave her an acting opportunity. Brilliant. Have a ball. Have a party.
Go nuts
if you're a Maddie Ziegler fan. But realize when you're going into that theater or going in and watching that movie, take time to learn about autism. Because autism and any disability, any different abilities that are out there are not stereotypical. We're people.
There's no one size fits all solution.
We're not one size fits all. It's not lump everyone into one category. It's having time to actually actually learn about the disability before you go off spouting knowledge about it. If you haven't walked in people's shoes with different abilities, maybe it's time to learn. And yes, there are areas of the world where disabilities are still uncharted territory, but people can be accepting. Yes, invisible disabilities doesn't mean that you should be alone in life either. And if a movie could show people that people with disabilities deserve the love and care, even if this role is something about music, musicians of all kinds should take note of people with disabilities and know that, yes, we are normal people, and normal is vastly overrated. I could say I have had a hell of a life that is not one size fits all, and the beauty of it is we've done a lot of great things on the show.
Yes, we're
broadcasting at a different time, so things might be changing in the near future, but this is something that we're actually feeling comfortable with, being an hour early. It gives us the freedom to express ourselves and be on point with these topics. And yeah, it gives you, our listeners, the better sense of what's going on. Because if people could actually take time and say, persons with disabilities, no matter who they are, deserve to be loved by anyone. And if a movie could help, yes, the casting is off. Yes, there's criticism. Yes, Sia deserves to have this criticism. I say take some time, learn about the disabilities. Take time to learn about the famous people that also have them. And yes, if we could touch one person to make them want to learn more about disabilities and realize we're not sob stories.
Yeah.
We never had been. And on that note, we really want to
We are not just a feel-good story.
Nope. We're not one-note stories either.
We are working our asses off. Pardon my French, but...
No, we do. And we work harder than a lot of people do, too. We don't half-ass it. Yeah. And there are times when we burn out hard. And
I mean,
that's what
happens to everybody, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that creative wall.
I could tell when I hit the creative wall, it's almost like, oh, I want to write. Oh, crap.
what do I do here?
Or what is the creative juice's spark energy? And if it means to adapt and make changes, just like how a society has to adapt and make changes to a pandemic, people with disabilities have to adapt to life every single day.
It now it's like extra hard for us.
Yes, it is.
We keep on going. We keep on playing,
Yep. And on that note, next week, we're going to be back with same time, 9 p.m., a little different. New time, yes. Same time as tonight, new time, 9 p.m., with a little look at how we call it Christmas and this holiday season is going to be different, which, honestly, different is a need. It's not a want. It's a need for everyone to be healthy and happy and to not be, excuse my French, not kill grandma and grandpa if you have grandparents.
I love the fire tonight. Love it.
So on that note, we're going to be back new time. Definitely find us on iTunes and definitely
don't
be afraid. And definitely stay tuned to to our encore episodes if you're new or if you just found our podcast. Definitely follow us on social media. Yeah. We also write at amcpressandco.com. And yes, stories come out there when creative juices are flowing. And definitely don't be afraid to be creative. And if you're doing something that doesn't make you happy, change it. Life's ever changing. And on that note, we're going to be back new time, 9 p.m. Not 10 p.m., 9 p.m. You might see some 10 p.m. shows, but those are encores. Definitely don't want to miss out on those if you're new. And yes, they might be a little bit dated to COVID-19 at the highest and the little holiday episodes sprinkled in, but so is life. So is 2020. And on that note, we're going to be back. And please, please take some time, learn about disabilities, different abilities of any kind, because we're not sob stories. And if you could learn anything and take something off out of this, a lot of people could learn from those who have different abilities how much strength we have. We're fighters. And nothing's going to bring us down.
So, the fire will burn ever brighter.
And on that note, we're going to be back. Definitely stay tuned. Follow us on social media. And have a great night. Then the night is still young. So have a great rest of your night.
Night, everybody.
Night.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.